Hello, hello, my friend. Hello. I have a lot of music for you today. Mamma mia, here I go again. My, how can I resist ya? Mamma mia, does it show again? My, just how much I missed ya. Hello. First of all, hello. Hello. I don't know where to start. I have a million thoughts in my head. First of all, I've missed you. I have been traveling the last few weeks, and as you know, if you listen to my previous audio lovegrams, that I had recorded them in advance because I really wanted to stay in touch with you. But of course, for me, I did miss you because I wasn't having my weekly touch-ins with you in the same way. So first and foremost, let me say that. Second of all, there's about 1,000 things I want to share with you from my travels and people I met, things I learned, ways that I feel that I've been changed by taking, you know, that time off. However, I realize that in the United States, it is Mother's Day. And I realized that it was just Mother's Day in Europe last week. And I feel like it's important to talk about. Hence, that's why I was playing Mamma Mia, which, I don't know, even though that song really doesn't have a lot to do with mothers, it just seemed like a good way to start off our lovegram. It's nice to have some music. And I think that the reason it feels so important to focus on this, and then I will definitely tell you some things next week about my trip, but that for so many people, Mother's Day can be, you know, really great. It could be really connecting. It can be time of joy and celebration for people who are mothers, for people who have mothers who are living, that they're close to, who, you know, are on either side of that equation. And it can also be a really, really hard, triggering day for a lot of people. And that might be, you know, people who have lost children or lost their moms, or people who are estranged from their children or their moms, or people who maybe never were able to have children but really wanted them, or, you know, there's a whole many different variations on why this day might be hard for some people. And again, why it might be joyful for many people. But days like this, you know, I call them Hallmark holidays because, you look in the card aisle at the stores and there's all those Hallmark cards that it seems like it kind of makes everything seem so simple, but it's not. And I feel it's important when we're talking about celebration and relationships and loving better that we're able to be authentic and honest about these kinds of, I'm putting this in quotes, you can't see me, celebrations that sometimes don't feel like celebrations at all. They can be really hard days for people. And so I like to make sure that we're all sort of, you know, widening the lens of where we're looking. So it might be that, for instance, in my own life, I've been really, truly blessed with a really amazing mom. A lot of you know her. A lot of you have sent cards to her when we did her birthday card bonanza. You've seen pictures of her. I adore my mom and I feel really blessed. I'm also blessed with a son that I adore and that he's the light of my life. And believe me, I know, I hope that I never let a day go by. I try not to, that I don't really truly focus on gratitude for both being a mom and being a mom to someone that I really, really not only love but like so much. And also being a daughter to someone that, again, I not only love, but I like so much. And I realize that these are big blessings. And at the same time, even though I have those good fortunes in my life, I'm well aware that there are a lot of people in my life who are, again, you know, there's grief of some kind attached to this day. And I want to always make sure to open up the door for all of it, to make sure that no one feels like they can't say what they need to say. You know, even like it's one of those things that, this is one of those times where it's like, gosh, I wish I had prepared something, but I'm just going to trust the moment and trust that, as always, that what needs to be said will be said. So what I want to do is, this is it. I want to always make sure that there's room for everybody, no matter what your experience is, or my experience is, or her experience is, or his experience is, that there's room for myriad feelings around anything, you know. And again, I find that especially on these days that it's like, you know, you walk down the aisle and there's the cars and the candy, and it makes everything seem so black and white and simple, but it's not. So I guess this is where I was headed, is that, you know, if like me, you're blessed to either be a parent to, or a child of, someone that you like and love, that's really something to celebrate. And I hope that we all will do that. And even amidst all of that, I would like to encourage each of us to take some time and really think about people in our lives who may be going through a really hard time, and that this day might exasperate. Is that the right word? Exasperate? That sounds like a funny word. Exacerbate. I think that's, you know, that this day might intensify that difficulty that they're going through. And so how much would it mean to someone to receive a phone call saying, hey, listen, you know, I'm thinking about you. It's Mother's Day. I know that your mom died this past year, and that it's likely that you're really missing her today. And I want you to know I'm thinking of you, and I'm thinking of her. And if you knew her and you can share a little memory, that's extra special. You know, I always loved your mom, da 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 da. I always loved when she da 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 da. You know, similarly, you know, do you know someone whose child passed away this past year? And could you reach out to them and say, you know, I know it's Mother's Day here, and it could be really hard for you, and I want you to know that I'm thinking of you, and I'm thinking of so-and-so, whoever it was that passed away, and I'm remembering, you know, him or her, them with love, whatever. Same thing if you know that someone is estranged, which, you know, happens quite a bit, that people are estranged from their family. And I guess what I'm saying is, let's not leave anybody out ever. And as much as we always can have our own feelings, have our own joy, or have our own sorrows, and also invite in what other people are feeling, I just think that that's just the way to really connect with one another. And it is possible. Like, I think that that's the thing. It's possible it's even possible right within our own lives to have a mixture of feelings. And do we allow ourselves that, right? So maybe that's another place to look. You know, it might be complicated. For some people, they have a great relationship with one of their children, but maybe not so good, or not at all, with another child. Maybe some people have a great relationship with a stepmom, and maybe they never even knew their real mom. I mean, there's real mom. I'm sorry, that is a bad, I want to take that back, because there's moms of all kinds, and they're all real moms. In fact, now that I said that, I'm kind of glad that I made that error, because it reminds me also that one of the things that I think is such a beautiful thing to do on these kinds of days like Mother's Day, is to reach out to people who have been like a mother to us, or been, you know, like a daughter to us, or been like a son to us, or, you know, like to reach out to people who have played a really large role in shaping who we are, and letting them know, hey, you've been like the best kind of mother in my life in these ways, and I really want to take this moment to thank you. You guys all know I'm such an advocate for writing things down, because a lot of times it's hard for people to take in compliments, which is a whole nother it's a whole nother celebration topic, but it can be really difficult to embody or to even hear when kindness and kind words and compliments are offered. And so I feel like that's one of the many reasons why writing things down can be really important, because that gives people the chance to, if they sort of get a lot of monkey mind talk while they're reading it the first time, they can always read it again and again. They can pick it up again when they're in a different space. So I encourage you to do that. Okay, let's play a little music again, and I'll see if there's anything else. This doesn't have anything to do with song, but as often happens when I play that music that's dropped in, which is, if you are a mom and if you have children coming to spend time with you, and if it's not too late, it may be by the time you hear this, but this is good to file away for later anyway. are you willing and able to ask for what you want? I think that's such an important thing. I have a history in my own family of, on my birthday and on Mother's Day, I always say what I want, and everyone's always really happy to comply. Typically, I like to do, at least there's one thing that I always like to do on Mother's Day and on my birthday, which is to go to the beach and watch the sunset. There's something about that that it just feels so good to be with my family, to be outdoors. I love being by the water. Sometimes we get a hot chocolate if it's cool. But like, you know, there are other things that sometimes I want to go on day trips. Sometimes there's, you know, just special things going on. But I really want to encourage you, if this is your situation and you do have people coming to celebrate you, to really give it some thought. You know, what would make you the happiest? And learn to ask for what you want. Learn to ask for what makes you happy. Learn to create those magical moments that it's sort of like your own cinematic moments, right? For me, it looks like, you know, it looks like a family photo out, you know, in the sunset by the water. Those things always make me feel like I'm in a movie that is the best kind of movie. It's going to be different for you, but what is it? And can you orchestrate it? And I know a lot of times it's hard to ask for what we want, because then we feel like, oh, you know, I just want them to know. It doesn't mean as much if people don't know. But the truth of it is, over the many, many years that I've been doing this, it does mean a lot. You know, it means a lot to me that people are so willing to do what I want to do to have a beautiful day, even if it's not something that they would necessarily choose. So anyway, we're heading up onto 15 minutes, and I just want you to know that no matter what is going on for you, you know, maybe nothing, you know, maybe you're listening to this and it's not even Mother's Day where you are, but still I hope that there's been a little nugget of something that speaks to you. For instance, you know, the idea of asking people for what you want. Maybe a group of friends is going out, or your family is getting together, you know, over the next few weeks, and you can practice that. Or maybe it's practicing having your feelings about something and feeling free to express them, or inviting someone else to do that. Whatever it is, I hope that this tiny audio has been a little food for thought and also a lot of love, because I want you to know that I really, really appreciate you. I appreciate you being here. I know, because you're here, that you're someone who really, truly values relationships. You value life. You value celebration and practicing love and practicing celebration and practicing being present with yourself and the people you love. And I have so much respect, so much admiration for you for that. And I'm really, really happy to be back, to be connected with you. And I look forward to sharing some more with you during the week and next week for our Love Gram. All right. Take good care. Sending you love. Bye-bye.